one really knows is, hey, is there a door here?
Well, is it like he can keep a secret, or like he's good at building secrets into stuff?
He can keep a secret.
He can keep a secret.
Okay, so it's not going to be secret like that. It's not going to have like a secret door or anything.
Yeah, well,
wait, but if it has both,
they will get into conflicts because then you'll have rivaling architects.
Is that the idea of too many cooks in the kitchen?
Yes. Yeah. Because one wants to design it one way, and, for example, the German is going to criticize the Italian. Because the Italian is going to have completely different ideas, because one of them is form over, or function over form. All the way. And then
because in all honesty, I would think if we were going to build a Ripper's Lodge, we would want the German, because if it goes to shit, we know stuff will work, and we can make it defensible.
And also, if we hire both of them, the reason why we're getting the Italian is because he's keeping it secret. The German's going blab.
Yeah.
So it kind of acts deep.
Now, that doesn't mean that the German's going to like go around and blab and whatnot, saying, oh, look, I built this secret place in the basement. What it means is, if like the Cabal get a hold of him, he's not going to defend you guys. He's not going to, you know... He's going to go, I just built this, here it is. Don't hurt me.
Yeah.
The Italian is known for his ability to not mention things.
Which I actually find kind of suspicious.
Well, can we look further into that?
There's not much more to get, I'd assume.
You can gather specifically on him. You'd basically need a raise, though.
Okay. I'll try it.
That will cost you a pass.
That's fine.
That's basically you're paying to get research and access to libraries and crap like that. Nothing? Okay.
Is there an alarm going off or something?
No, that's my laptop.
Oh.
It's just going, nying, nying,
nying, hate you, hate you, hate you.
It's strange, but my sensitive sense is hearing. I hear very well.
I don't have any good senses left. Anyhow.
Mine smell.
I can't smell, I can't hear, and I'm going blind.
You're
and
old.
I can't taste anything.
You're old.
Touch?
Not really. It was funny, you know when they're doing like the little pressure test on the arm? As soon as they get to about here, it feels like one pinprick to me. Everyone else is doing like this, mine was like 4 or 5 inches. back, you fiend!
So, I have a pretty Italian.
Italian.
The Italian?
Italian.
Ryan, who do you vote for?
German.
I vote for the Italian because he can keep a secret, and I don't want our lodge to be compromised.
Alec?
Should I vote for the German just to get things tied? Well...
It's group votes!
My character would probably go with the German just because, well, you want things to work.
Exactly.
Well, just because... But see, it's not going to just, like, break just because we're not using the German.
Yes, it will. Our rolling
like,
will make it happen.
we won't automatically be found out because we're using the Italian, or the German. Either way, it's a trade-off. Eventually, one of the two will come into effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this decision will have an effect.
I think we can deal with making something defensible, though. That may not be as good at being defensible or whatever.
I don't know. Against the Cabal, we kind of... And, you know, some of the other things that may decide, oh, look, delicious, and they're annoying me.
I was about to say, yeah, if a... like a werewolf, for example, he could probably sniff us out. So he'll find us pretty quick. But if, you know, if we have
it's
a...
not just...
If we have a really thick silver door, it'd be funny.
But it's not just... them finding the location is the fact that they will have all the knowledge of all the things that's inside.
Yeah.
Well, he's just building the compound. He's putting the stuff inside of it that we will be putting in.
Well, that's what you were talking about with the German is he's gonna have.
He's gonna make it fortified. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant by defensive.
Well, we can just give the Italian fortified materials.
We want to do that.
Good.
Okay, I'll make it out of iron. That works.
I think someone cooks live.
Well.
Or if you're not satisfied, you can, of course, always try and go for the raise. If you're willing to spend the extra money.
Why not?
Is it just a raise, or is it there's an actual DC?
It's a raise. It's just a name.
Nothing.
That's a five with the assist.
I wasn't assisting.
Well, it's four either way.
You have to get a raise.
Yeah. You do have to get an A.
Okay.
So I honestly would recommend working together.
Well,
okay.
Because that way it gives you the best chance of getting.
Why don't we both assist Ryan since he actually has a charisma bonus, don't you?
No.
We're adding what?
Streetwise. On a roll of a four, basically you add plus one.
Add a D6 streetwise.
Now Ivan rolls a four.
Reroll it.
Reroll the four, dude.
Oh.
Seven. He adds one. You're at a D6 plus one.
Five.
Beneath that, man.
Oh.
Ha. There we go. Alright. You easily got. You hear about an American engineer.
Yeah!
I know where your vote's going.
By the name of Mary Stillwater. She's a female. She, once the job is done, will leave the country. However, she is an engineer who has knowledge of the paranormal, or at least information of, and can help reinforce the base against unwelcome intruders, so to speak.
Hmm.
Not like, you know, coming up with wards and traps and whatnot, but, for example, coming up with things like salted walls, silver at convenient places, you know, things to scare off the paranormal.
Probably nothing. Seven on Knowledge America?
You would know of her. She was basically, she's largely discredited in the U.S. because people think she's a kook and a whack.
Mm-hmm.
But no one has ever complained about her designs.
Well, honestly, that does get us. The defense is if she knows something about the paranormal, it's even better than the Germans' work. And if she leaves the country, the cabal has to go very out of their way to find her and get her information.
The big thing about the country thing, though, is the cabal and the Rippers are a worldwide organization.
Yeah. Basically what it would mean is if you want to have any more extensions on the base and have her do them, you basically have to pay a little bit extra. Because then she basically has to come across the pond again.
But I would definitely suggest her because she does know what we need to defend.
Yeah.
Better than us, most likely.
She has a D6 knowledge arcane. So, are you okay with doing the American?
Yeah, that's
fine. Alright, so it comes down to the American.
America!
So far you guys have spent £3, but you guys have secured your engineer. Now coming down to the choice of labor force.
Mexicans.
You would have to import them.
Okay,
Scots. Basically at this point you're kind of looking for a group. Oh, and by the way, to successfully get her to join you guys, it's a persuasion check. Yep, okay.
Hi!
You got an 8?
Yes.
She will happily work for you. And she will basically give you her best stuff and not just her normal stuff.
So I don't know where this building is haunted.
Yeah, neither do I. Alright, now it comes down to the labor force. You guys get to ask around about the labor force. And if you guys want to retry, basically it just costs you a pound.
So is it separate or is it a single roll for a person?
Remember, the higher you guys get as your total, the better.
I assume the roll accounts for the whole force, not just a single laborer.
Yeah. Basically, you're looking for groups to work on this place.
Can we hire a werewolf?
No.
To work on as our laborer?
Yes! Oh, look, you're sleeping! Oh, okay, Mr. Werewolf, we need you to put these silver pillars in.
Jeez, Simon.
I'm not rolling today. Fuck it. You guys do all the rolling.
I got a nothing.
I got two.
Alright, so basically the first... You guys are like, hey, does anyone know where we can get some workers? No.
Okay.
Take two!
Why don't you go to the Irish bar?
God damn it!
See, this is how we use up all our pennies.
On the plus side, guys, this is considered an adventure.
Okay. Ooh, six.
Nine. You add two to the roll.
Could you hand me your dice bag?
Ivan, please assist. Need one more.
What are you talking about?
If we get one more, he gets a raise, which means...
I rolled. That was the double ones and then the three.
You. That was the first time.
Actually, that was the first time. This is the second time. You all failed the first time.
Yeah.
This is the second attempt.
So if you assist, we got a raise.
We're hanging out with the mess back at the lodge. Going over clams. But I look going down to the area. I was like, there's an area. There's something like that.
You dice are bad.
One part had like one of those.
I've had those days, dude.
What was it called? The merchants use?
Abacus?
Yeah, abacus.
Because abacuses are awesome.
Yeah. Calculating cost for everything.
What the hell?
I have no bennies too.
Can we get you to use your common knowledge penny, please?
Don't make me roll today. I'm done. I'm not rolling. Fuck it.
If you want,
that's the fourth doubles ones I have got today.
Sure.
Does her charisma come into effect?
Yes.
Okay. But she has a minus two because she doesn't have it, or
yep.
L minus two plus four.
So plus two.
So seven.
You get the eight.
Jessica, can you help us, please? We can't get people to talk to us.
Oops. Okay, there you go. All right.
You guys, of course, find all three. The first one you guys find is a bunch of basically local thugs. We're more than happy to work for you. What that means is basically work won't be delayed by any sort of ruffians. Then you find a group of basically German immigrants. We're more than happy to work for you. If you were using Hans, you guys would get a synergy bonus. But they will make sure that the building is fortified. And the final one is a bunch of Chinese immigrants. And they will not only produce the building, they will add a certain level of elegance, making it more acceptable for people of higher status to stay at the lodge.
I honestly, as much as I'd like the reinforcements... I think we need the...
Which means that also guests are able to stay there better.
Okay.
For what it means is, for all intents and purposes, you will suffer no penalty, no matter what your...
Status
is?
No. You know how you have, for example, all rooms at minus two, and that's even reflected on the bedrooms? It will in no way affect nobles.
So basically what you're saying is... The penalties won't be applied to the living quarters.
No, it's still applied to the living quarters. But it's nice enough that nobles don't have a problem staying here.
So we have fluffy pillows. And dragons on the wall.
Basically, I vote we go with the Chinese immigrants.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, Lord Savage, for some reason, doesn't want to stay at his mansion.
Love the fortifications.
Yeah. I was stuck between those two. I'm like,
yeah, this is a case where the raised one isn't necessarily the
best.
Actually, I think that is the best.
That's why he made it the raised.
Well, okay, let's hear your...
Why? He didn't tell us which one was the raised.
Jessica? No, it's the Chinese. Jessica can stay at the lodge. You can have named characters stay at the lodge. In addition, it basically has... Since it has an area, kind of an... air of elegance, mm-hmm. you can even, you know, bring people, you know, supporters to your lodge.
True.
Very, although, very true. Once we upgrade the
Resources. Just to let you know, Ivan, it gets to plus zero, which is where nobles find it acceptable, at 11.
Still, we can increase the resources to the point where...
Yeah, but by the time we've got that resource...
Where you're paying £500 for the next upgrade. Mm. That's a long way down the road.
And by that point anyway, we'd be able to fortify just as well as the Germans... engineering would have done.
I'm pretty sure at that point we'd buy multiple guns.
Okay. Oh, look! We've got mounted miniguns on the inside!
And then it's a persuasion check to convince them. Ivan, if you do wish to assist, you get a +2. I'm just saying, whether or not you roll, you have a +2.
Jessica, if I roll double ones, will you use a mini?
Yes.
Okay. This is a what? Persuade?
Persuasion.
Assist.
Ivan also assists. So it's a total of 13. They will happily work for you, and they're so excited to meet you, they will make you have a private room.
Okay.
Slightly spiffed up. That's what it says in my notes. Go away.
Is each of us going to have a similar racial bonus for the people?
No.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because we did get the American for...
That's because we didn't get a raise with the American.
Yeah.
Mm. I may have gotten some, but meh.
Yeah, on a raise, Alec would have gotten something.
Oh, well, what do you got?
Basically, in his room, his area, there would have been kind of an ongoing detection. Oh.
Would have been nice, but it's too late now.
Too late. Rolled a 7.
That's why I asked, because it won't matter in the end.
No. Anyway, I got a 2. Mm-hmm. Alright. So you guys have successfully got your facilities underway. You guys now only have your resources and your influence to garner.
Alright, what do we want to do next?
Resources.
Resources so we can actually pay for all this stuff?
Oh, by the way, we would tell Lord Savage about this.
I figured.
No, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, Lord Savage, we're moving our lodge over here.
By the way, you're welcome to come visit whenever you want. It looked fancy.
It does look fancy.
No, at this point, it will look fancy. Mm-hmm. I doubt it's done yet.
What are you talking about? It's been 20 minutes.
Okay.
Quit slacking!
Warcraft, suddenly a bunch of Asian people with pickaxes walk up to the building. It's surrounded by lumber and dust and stuff like that, and they're just going like
work, work, locked up. Anyway, alright. So resources is next. Of course, it's a streetwise to try and basically decide how you guys want to get your money per month, and each one will have an effect.
Ale.
Food.
Well, out of the three you mentioned, I have to invest. Because honestly, the other two involve lying to people.
Well, hold on. You have to roll. All
right. Is anyone else actually rolling, or is it just?
Yeah, I will be rolling.
I'm not rolling. Okay. I'm not rolling.
Ryan got a 2.
So who's main?
You, since you have the charisma to give you a bigger bonus than Ryan has. Double ones.
Okay.
Benny. Then. Alec.
Now it assists.
+2.
Okay, so that's 9.
9. Okay. With a raise. Hooray! You have the following choices. This one actually has 4. 1, investment, which means that it's going to be a steady income, but it will not fluctuate. 2, protection racket. Where what that means is you guys will get more money, but should basically any ever stronger group come in, there will be a contest. 3, there's scams. And then the 4th one is investing in shipping. Basically purchasing and selling of goods.
So trade.
Yeah, you invest in basically smaller merchants, kind of like vendors and whatnot, where you guys are the ones who are out selling stuff.
Well, we already went over this. Personally, I like the protection racket because it'd be interesting, but Ryan has a coat of armor.
And the scams weren't.
I have to do one of the two. I can only choose one of two.
So we have the choice of investing or trade.
Yeah.
You require more Vespian gas.
No, honestly, I think trade would work, especially if we're going to be traveling kind of different areas.
So we're going to be... That's our new cover, we're traveling salesmen.
Okay, we're going over here. Is there anything you want to trade?
That still works as an investment, too. We're traveling investors. We're looking for shit to invest. Do you want our money? Impress us.
You want my money? Impress me.
I can whistle for 5 minutes long.
Wow, that is impressive.
Here's a problem. Now go away.
I can dance. I sit here and fart for like a minute. That was the most disgusting where I'm like, dude, are you sure you're not dropping something in your pants?
Wedding ring.
Wedding ring.
Who the hell are you?
All the other girls have that said their boyfriends give them rings. I'm like, do I know you?
Wait, I think there's only like two married couples in this entire town.
Alright, so what's your guys' choice?
I'd go trade, investment, that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
I would do trade.
Trade.
It was one or other, I'm sorry.
Alright.
Now give me a persuasion.
I go with investment.
Alright, well, 3-1. Basically, this is persuasion to kind of secure, you know, your rights, get your illustration and whatnot. Oh, good lord.
I assist.
15.
Alright. Oh, yeah, you guys have a logo and everything. Alright. Now, finally, is local getting local important? Since you guys only got to local, let's go ahead and give me a streetwise. This one, there is no race.
Nine again.
Of course, this is the one I rolled best.
I got a 12.
You guys get the word out that you guys are the new Ripper Lodge in the area. It's all that
among the Rippers.
By the way, Cabal, we're over here.
All right,
everyone knows.
I will go ahead and record the new lodge.
By the way, what are you going to name it?
That's something you guys should debate while I'm writing this up.
Do we have to name it?
We have to name it?
Yes.
I think it would be awesome if we had a name.
You do have to have a lodge.
Especially if we're
going to... Last one was known as the East End Ripper Lodge. That's what Travis creatively came up with.
Especially if it's going to be a cover-up for, I don't know, an apartment that we rent out to students or something.
Two, and you said your membership is 3, and your resources was what? 4?
Resources? 5.
5. You're at 150 a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have 11.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of our trade company? Your mom... Okay, we're at your mom lodge.
I suppose it's better than the Awesomes.
Fantastic.
No, really, that was our superhero group, the Awesomes.
Thanks for that, Jay.
With the awesome car and awesome base.
Awesome building.
Let's see. East Indian Trading Company.
Wait.
Unfortunately, you guys get sued with another
one. Jack Sparrow and Company.
Jack or Jack?
Jack Sparrow.
The Black Pearl Trading Company.
Okay, and then there
was the White Pearl.
We only trade in black pearls.
Is our cover. Is it going to be trade?
Yeah, I was not voted.
Yeah.
There was one vote for investment.
That was our investment, necessarily, the building that we're going to be under.
Well, why not? I mean, like...
Well, I'm just asking.
My water tastes like dish soap.
Yummy.
I think I'm going to go empty this out. You guys can argue. I don't want to drink dish soap.
Can you fill this up with water?
There's a sink right over there.
But that's sink water. It's gross.
It's the same as upstairs.
It's different in the bathroom.
Well, I'm using this sink anyway, so...
But yeah, I thought that was two different venues. Was the tenements up there that isn't there yet, and the trade company. But,
We could use it as kind of like our office.
But I was actually thinking of naming our lodge after a trade company, because then that would be pretty obvious. These guys are rippers. This same association, you know. So other rippers would be able to tell, hey, those are other rippers. So
at the same time, Cabal would know too, then.
They're gonna know anyway.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm like, you know, we're arguing about secrecy. Andre's going to attack our lodge at least once.
Yeah, but we won't.
Here's the difference. At least once with the Italian, maybe more with the German.
As I said before, though, it's not so much of, hey, there's guys there. It's more of what's there.
Alright, well.
Wait, we could make it a bar. It'd be full of people and they wouldn't be able to find us.
How generic.
You guys find it a group of adventurers in the corner.
And in the other corner, there's an old man wearing a cloak with a really long beard.
We paid the old man.
Old guy, you're here to attract cabal members. What? Here's a gold question or gold exclamation point. It'll attract someone. I am Sir Awesome of Awesometon.
All right, Awesome for the Awesome Throne.
I'm Johnny Awesome.
Yeah. Well, so we're still debating a name, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well. So, are we going to make this the base for our trading operation? That's the first question.
That would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Sure. I suppose we could make it, you know, our office, and then part of the basement have storage, and then the secret door is our lodge.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, we need to come... This basically means we need to come up with a name for our...
Trade company,
and that will basically be the name of our building. Mm-hmm. So, any suggestions?
Well, Tiger Path.
What are we going to be investing in?
Whatever makes money.
Yeah, it's a variety of trade items.
Oh, that's right. Exotic.
Hi Hot. International House of Trade.
It's the IHOP.
You need to put an M in there.
I'm hot. International Manly House of
Trade. Schoolyard Traders, our slogan, I traded your mom for this nail.
Could be R Corp.
R.
Who knows what R stands for?
We're pirates? With the, you know, A and like three R's.
We could just come up with an acronym. It doesn't actually mean anything. Act like it does. And when people ask, we're just like, really? You can't tell?
Ripper Inc.
What's Ripper's an acronym. What's it stand for? You have to ask.
I thought everyone knew. We're like huge in London.
This is London. Exactly.
And you don't know? You must be so out of the loop.
You live here and you don't know?
Well,
loser.
I don't think we have to worry too much because there is a place called the Green Room.
Alright, well.
What brush are you using, by the way?
Huh?
Whose brush are you using?
Mine.
Okay. It's a really long brush.
Yeah.
We can have, for some reason the word silver was sticking in my mind.
Silver knives? Silver bolts?
We do use a lot of silver.
Sodomy Incorporated.
Sodomy?
Let us sodomize you.
Assume the position.
Assume the sodomy submission position.
Aperture Science.
Aperture Science.
Black Mesa Trading Company.
Hey, I'm over that one.
It does sound pretty good, actually.
Actually, that does sound very official.
Let's go with Black Mesa.
Black Mesa Trading Corporation.
We're gonna have a residence cascade and have it be called the Black Mesa Institute.
We're not investing in science. No, not investing in science. No.
I fully intend to invest in science.
I do not want aliens in space.
Hey, the next upgrade is for the facilities is Ripper Lab.
So it's Black Mesa Trading Co.
Yep.
Yes. That's funny.
All right.